New England handed Romeo Doubs a contract carrying $39 million in guarantees in March, then traded for A.J. Brown in June. One of those receivers is priced like a starter. Doubs goes at pick 124, receiver 51, below his own scoreboard, and the discount has a specific shape our pattern library recognizes. This season, his best and his quietest, 16 games in Green Bay, 55 catches on 85 targets, a 65% catch rate for 724 yards and 6 touchdowns, 8.6 half PPR points a game, 40th among receivers per game, 36 in total. In his games, he drew 18.9% of Green Bay's targets. The yards were a career high. So narrowly was the rate stat, the best of three near identical seasons he's now strung together. That band is the career 6'2 as a rookie, then 8'5, 8'4, 8'6, three straight years inside 0.2 of a point. The input is just as steady. His targets per game have lived between 5.2 and 5.7 in all four seasons. And across 954 receiver seasons in our data, targets per game is the stickiest stat in football, replicating year over year at 0.79. Whatever a Romeo Doubs season is, the league has run the experiment four times and gotten the same answer three in a row on the same metronomic volume. Here's the shape the library recognizes. His touchdown share last season, 0.22, puts him just over the line into our receiver touchdown fade cohort. Top quartile TD dependent receivers among the top 48 give back 1.75 points a game the next year, N of 101, and the effect is stronger in the current era, minus 2.4 since 2021 versus minus 1.2 before. Run the arithmetic, 8.6 minus 1.75 lands at 6.8, which prices out around receiver 55. His price is 51. The market has already charged him most of the regression, the fade fires, and the fade is mostly paid for.
Muffed!
What the pattern can't see is that everything else changed. He left Green Bay in March for 4 years and $68 million, reported at $39 million in guarantees, with incentives that can push it toward 80. The guarantee, not the total, is the number that says starter. Then June happened. New England sent future draft capital to Philadelphia for A.J. Brown, per NFL.com, an alpha for the top of the target tree. Around them, Stephon Diggs was released in March and remains unsigned. Mac Hollins and DeMario Douglas return, and the Beat's June depth chart slot Doubs as the number two opposite Brown. Drake May throws it. Josh McDaniels, the league's reigning assistant coach of the year, per the team's own February coverage, calls it New England went 14-3 and reached the Super Bowl. The price? WR51 at pick 124 for the 40th receiver by rate, a discount that matches our fade math almost to the decimal. Our verdict? No call. The market did the touchdown arithmetic before we could, and we'll say so. The caveats pull in opposite directions and deserve equal air. A target tree with Brown at the top can squeeze the volume that made the band, or a 14-win passing game can simply pay him the same 6 touchdowns a different way. 4 years of evidence say you know what you're buying. Watch the September target share against that 18-9 baseline. Brown changes the denominator's quality, not just its size. And the red zone split between them 3 straight identical seasons is its own base rate. The room is the only new variable. He's one of your guys? This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.